Welcome back, everybody, to Amid Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Chaf Beis Amid Beis 22b, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. We are in the middle of a discussion about how we know that a fast day is only going to have three aliyahs and not four aliyahs. So the Gemara is trying to bring some proofs. Tashma coming here, proof to Rav Ikla Bava B'Tainas Tibor, that Rav happened to be in the city of Bavel on a Tainas Tibor, on a fast day. Kam Kar B'Sifra, and he got up to go and read and lane for the congregation. Pasach Baruch Chasim V'Lo Baruch. So he made the Bracha Rishona, he made the first Bracha on the Torah, but he did not make the last Bracha Al HaTorah. Now remember, in our Mishnah we said what used to be before the Takana, which came later, is that the first person would make a Bracha Rishona on the Torah, and then the last person would make the Bracha Achron on the Torah. So comes Rav, and he gets up and he goes and he makes the Bracha Rishona, but not the Bracha. And then Nafal Kuli Alma on Payu Viravel Nafal Alape. And then the rest of the congregation said Tachanun. They fell on their faces to say Tachanun. Bit Rav did not. The Gemara will discuss later more about that. So comes the Gemara and tries to show why this is a proof either way. So Michli, let's see. Rav be Yisrael Kara. Rav was not a Kohen or a Levi. He was a Yisrael. Yet we see again, he still made just a Bracha Rishon and not a Bracha Achron. So my time, a Chasam Lo Baruch. So if Rav was the third and final reader, if he was the last person reading, because there are only three Aliyahs, then why did he not make a Bracha Achrona on the laning? Why did he not make Asher Nasagana Torah Semes V'chayon Matabes Ochenu? Why did he not say that Bracha when you conclude an Aliyah? So it must be that there was another person who was going to be coming after him. He was only Shlishi, but really there are four Aliyahs that are going to be on a fast day. Comes Gemara and says, no, this is not a proof because Lo Rav Bechan E Kura. Because really, Rav was reading the Kohen Aliyah. Even though he was not a Kohen, sometimes if there's a major Talmud Chacham in a place, they would get the Kohen Aliyah. The Rav Huna Kari Bechani, because we see this already, that Rav Huna would go ahead and get the Kohen Aliyah, since he was a very, very highly respected Talmud Chacham. He was like the Gadol Hador at the time, and he got the Kohen Aliyah for that. Nowadays, we don't do that, because where do you draw the line? Who's big enough? Who's not? Covered for the Kohanim. So we don't do this nowadays, but Rav Huna was big enough, so Rav was also big enough, so he got the Kohen Aliyah, and that's why he made the Bracha Rishona on the Torah, and not the Bracha Achrona on the Torah. So comes the questions, this comparison of Rav to Rav Huna, because Bishlam Rav Huna Kari Bechani. So it makes sense that Rav Huna took the Kohen Aliyah, even though he wasn't a Kohen Daha Afilu Rav Ami Vravasi Dechane Chashivid Arad Yisrael, because even Rav Ami and Rav Asi, who were the major Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, make of Kaifu Leil Rav Huna. They were subordinate to Rav Huna, meaning they thought and understood that Rav Huna was the Gadol Hador at the time, and there were no questions asked. So of course, there's no issue of kavod. He can for sure have the Kohen Aliyah or Rav, but Rav ha'ikashmul dekana hava udvar ale. But when it comes to Rav getting the Kohen Aliyah, in his time, there was a person named Shmuel who always argued with him. Shmuel was a Kohen who was living in Bavel, and he always usually took precedence over Rav. So how could it be that Rav would take the Kohen Aliyah? Even if Shmuel's not there, the fact that there's a Kohen in that town that's, I guess, better or more of a Talmud Chacham than Rav, that should take him away from being allowed to have the Kohen Aliyah. So answer the Gemara, no, it's not true that Shmuel was really better than Rav, because Shmuel Nami make of Haya Kave Kayef Lego Rav. Really, Shmuel was not better than Rav. Rav was really the much bigger Talmud Chacham. Rav who David Le Kavod, but Rav went out of his way to voluntarily give Shmuel some kavod. And when he would do so, that was only when Shmuel was with him. So you're right, if Shmuel was with him in the place, he would give Shmuel kohen. But when Shmuel was not there, he would not go and give him the special honor. So if they're at a minyan where Shmuel's not there, then for sure, he is going to be allowed to go ahead and have the kohen aliyah, and it's not going to be a problem at all. There's actually a major background to this. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Ches has a whole discussion about Rav and Shmuel, where Shmuel was kind of testing Rav and then trying to heal him without telling him, and Rav gave him a curse that he's not going to have any sons. It seems like Shmuel had daughters subsequently, but he felt bad about this. He always felt guilty about this, so he always made sure to give honor to Shmuel whenever he had the chance. Comes Gemara and says, it also seems to make more sense that Rav read the Kohen portion that he was reading from the first Aliyah, because if we would think that he was reading from the Yisrael, that he was the third Aliyah, my time of Mavarach, why did he make a Bracha Rishona? Why did he make the first Bracha on the Laney? If we're assuming that he only made one of the Brachos because he was before the Takana, when you would make a bracha on every single aliyah, then why would he make a bracha rishona and not a bracha achrona? It must be that he had the first aliyah. So answer Gemara, no, that's not necessarily true, because lachar takana. Because really, Rav was reading after the Takana, so that's why he made the bracha before. So then ask the Gemara, Yachi Lachara Nami Livrach. So if it's after the Takana, then Rav should have made a bracha after he finished his aliyah as well. So ask the Gemara, no, Shani Hecha, the Yosef Rav de Me'ayel Aile. No, it's different when it comes to Rav, because remember, we said the whole reason why we have this whole Takana, why we have aliyahs, we have brachos by each aliyah, is because of the people that are coming late and leaving early. So we're still afraid that people might come late because they're not going to know that Rav's going to get an aliyah. But once Rav has an aliyah, we do not fear that anyone is going to leave once Rav has an aliyah. So that's why he didn't need to make a bracha achrona afterwards. Meipak lo nafke, people are never going to leave early in that situation, so there is no proof. So again, we're left with no proof about whether we have three or four aliyahs by a tainus tzibor on a fast day, how many aliyahs we need. So Toshma, come here, another proof from the following brisa. Here is the general rule. Anytime there is any sort of bitul malacha for the people, meaning by keeping them late in shul, people are going to lose out on some work. You go in tainus tibor v'tishabav, like tainus tibor and tishabav, where you are allowed to go to work that day. Now, tishabav, the minhag is not to go to work, and Chazal teach us you're not going to see any bracha from that work. But in these cases, the halacha is that you read three aliyos. V'she'ein bo bitul malacha l'am. However, on days where there's no loss of work, because by keeping them late in shul, there's no issue because you're not going to work anyway. You can go in Rashi Chadash and V'chol Shamoi, like Rosh Chodesh and V'chol Moi. Now, there's a big discussion in Rashi about Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean? So this is one of the sources for the fact that Rosh Chodesh is a special women's holiday because they have the bigger picture. They didn't give the silver to go and build the Egel Hazav and all of these things. So when those types of holidays are there where there's no issue that people are going to be late to work because you don't go to work on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, Korin Dalet, so then we have four aliyahs. Shema Amina, so what we see from here is that fast days have three aliyahs and not four. So it says Gemara, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, V'hanan lo tinan achim. But we did not learn this rule in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said something different. Our Mishnah said, Zehakla, kol sheish bo musaf ve'inu yom tov korin arba, that anything which has musaf and is not a yom tov gets four aliyos. La suye mai, what's this coming to include? Lav la suye tainus tzibor v'tishabav, is that it's not coming to include tainus tzibor and tishabav. So it's very nice that you have this brisa which seems to clearly tell us that fast days get three aliyos, but our Mishnah seems to imply that it gets four aliyos from the fact that we have this general rule of anything which has a musaf and is not called Yom Tov, then it's going to have four aliyos. Says Gemara, Ravashi Mastis and Mani. But according to Ravashi, who is our Mishnah going like? Who's the author of our Mishnah? Lo Tanakam of Lo Rabbi Yossi. It's not the Tanakam or Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because the Tanya, it's Torna Braisa Chalios, Bashinu Vachamishi, that if Tisha B'Av falls on a Monday or Thursday, Korin Gimel Maftir Echad, that you have three aliyos, and then the last one is getting the Maftir, the Haftorah, Bashlishi Baravi, Kore Echad Maftir Echad. But if it falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, then you only have one aliyah, and that person gets Maftir Haftorah. Rabbi Yossi Omer Liolam Korin Gimel Maftir Echad. You're always going to have three aliyos, and the last person is going to go ahead and get maftir. But what we see from here is that the maximum there's going to be on Tisha B'Av is three aliyos, not like Ravashi said, four aliyos. So he's going like neither shita. Our Mishnah would be going like nobody. So how is it possible that our Mishnah could be implying that Tisha B'Av and fast days get four aliyos when we see the only possible shitas are either it's three aliyos or one aliyah? Ve'lakash zehaklal. But then the Gemara counters and says, if that's true, if we're going to reject Ravashi, so our Mishnah says zehaklal. Our Mishnah says the general rule is that anything that has a musaf and is not called yontov gets four aliyos. And we said, what's this coming to include? It must be coming to include a fast day in Tisha B'Av. So if it's not coming to include those, then what's it coming to include? So in Gemara lo lasui Rosh Chodesh and Moed. What it's coming to include is Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. But it says the Gemara habahedya katani lo. But the Mishnah explicitly says that those days get four aliyos. So why do you need a zehaklal? Why do you need a rule to come include those? Barashi Chadash, Moed Korin Arba. The Mishnah explicitly tells us that you have four aliyos on those days. So answers Gemara, no, Simana Ba'alma Yahiv. The Mishnah is just giving us a mnemonic to go ahead and remember it. So people don't say that Yom Tov V'Chol HaMoed, oh, they're going to be the same thing. You always read five aliyos, Elonakon, Hai Klal Labiyadach. Rather, you could just have this zehaklal in your hand, called it, Tvele Milsa Mechavre, Tvele Gavre Yisera. That any time we have a day that has an extra element of something, so we have an extra aliyah there. Hilkach, Rosh Chodesh, Umoed, Di'ika, Karbon Musaf, Korin Arba. Therefore, on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, where there's a Karbon Musaf, we have four aliyahs. B'yom Tov Dasar Basiyas Melacha Chamisha. On Yom Tov, where you're not allowed to do any melacha, that's going to get an added aliyah. That's going to be five. B'yom HaKippurim Danush Kareis Shisha. On Yom Kippur, where there's the Isser Kareis for desecrating it, that's going to be six aliyahs. Shabbos Di'ika Isser Skila Shiva. Shabbos, where there's an Isser Skila, that is going to have seven. So this is how we know. It's just a mnemonic device to go ahead and help us remember how many aliyahs are supposed to be. Fine. Now we go back to what we discussed in that story about Rav. So we tried to use this whole thing as a proof that Rav leaned and he only made a bracha rishona, not a bracha achrona. Maybe he got the kohen aliyah. But the last part of that story was that everyone said tachanun except for Rav. So gufa. Rav ikul abav v'tainis tibor kam kara b'sifra pasach barich chasam v'lo barich. Then nafu kuli ama an payu v'rav l'nafil al anpe. Then we said the entire congregation fell to their faces and said tachanun, but Rav did not. So my time a Rav lo nafil al anpe. Why did Rav not say tachanun? Because ritzba shalav anam haisa. Says the Gemara, because it was a floor made of stone. Vitanya, the Evan Maskis Lodin Nubarzachem Leshtachavosalabi, and the Pasuk says, Vaikra, that a stone covering you shall not place in your land, and when talking about Avodah Zarah, Aleh Yatamishtachva Barzachem Avalatamishtachave Al Avonim Shel Beis HaMikdash. However, what this comes to mean is that you should not prostrate yourself in your land wherever you live, but you are allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, but nowhere else. Kidu'ua Damarua Lo Asarto El Al Ritzba Shel Avonim Bilvanin. Uga says this is only going to be usher on stone floors, that it's going to be an issue of prostrating yourself on a stone floor. So what they used to do, we just put our head down for Tachanun, but they used to go and do a full out bow like we do on like Yom Kippur and stuff like that. They used to do that for Tachanun. So you're not allowed to do that on a stone covering place because that is an Isser. It's not just an Isser for Avodah Zarah, even for bowing down to God, to go ahead and have the stone covering, that's going to be a problem to bow down on that type of floor. Now, this is the source for where we know that on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that we put the towels down, we put the paper towel down, so there's some sort of break between our body and the floor. So people put it by their knees. They should also make sure to put it by their face because that's really where the source comes from. And the Ramah extends this even beyond stone floors, maybe even to a wood floor. Big question about a fully carpeted room. Rav Schechter thinks that if it's fully carpeted, it's butzel to the floor. Maybe a rug would be different. Fine. Says Gemara, Iyachi Ma'ir Yerav. So if this is true, that there's an issue of bowing down on a stone floor, so why is Rav the only one who didn't say Tachanun? None of them should have said Tachanun. Afiu Kulunami, everyone should have the same issue. So no, Kamed Rav Havai. There was only stone floor in front of Rav, but the rest of the congregation didn't have a stone floor. Then asking Marv, Lezo Gagabe Tzibura Vilin Po'al Ape, so that Rav just move over a few steps and go and do Tachanun like everybody else. So no, Lo Baigu Mitchach Tzibura. Says the Gemara, he didn't want to go and cause a Tircha to Tzibura, because if he would have walked across the room, everyone would have had to stand up. It would have been a whole commotion, so he didn't want to do this. Vibai Sema, or another answer, we could say that really the floor throughout the entire shul was filled with stone. However, Rav Pishi Adayim Ragaim Hava Avid. Rav, unlike the rest of the congregation, he did a full-on bow, but everyone else did something different. Kedua Damarua Go Asar Torah El Pishi Adayim Ragaim Bavad. The only time that it's going to be usher to go and bow on the floor like this is when you're doing a full-out, full-extension, arms and legs. That's when you're going to have that type of bowing that's going to be an issue. So says Gemara, V'lepo Alapi V'lelev Pishi Adayim Ragaim. So for today, let him just do something different. So normally, fine, he likes to do this full-on bow, but in this shul, let him just do something else so there's not going to be a problem. So Gemara, Lo Mishan. He didn't want to go and change his minhag. Another answer is Adam Chashuv Shiny Kid Rebbe Lazar, that maybe he didn't say any Tachanun and he didn't fall on his face for Tachanun because an Adam Chashuv is different, as Rebbe Lazar says. Dam Rebbe Lazar, in Adam Chashuv Rasha Lipo Apanav El Imkinane. A prominent person, an important person, is not allowed to fall on his face to say Tachanun unless he knows that because of his righteousness he's going to be answered. Otherwise, it looks bad. Ki Yeshua bin Nun, like it says by Yeshua bin Nun, Dixiva Yomer Hashem El Yeshua Kum Lach. He says, go get up, because I don't want you to go and be doing this and not get answered. It's going to look bad for the people, and that's going to be an issue. This is Daf Chaf Beis, Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.